Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
And welcome to this edition of the News Hour. We're going to talk about a place where the right to keep and bear arms is more of a dream than a reality, at least a legal one. That's what I think anyway. I have a guest who will set us straight on what the reality is. If you happen to be living in Egypt, the reality is not a real happy one, probably for anybody in Egypt, but especially those who are Christian, particularly those who are of the Coptic faith. Life is pretty tough there. It's a difficult situation because a huge Muslim population is given a regular dose of anybody who's not like us shouldn't be around. And I'm just delighted to have a chance to find out what it's really like on the inside from a first-hand report from Ashraf Ramallah, who has an organization in defense of cops. And I want, Ashraf, if you might, just begin by telling us a little bit about yourself. You, I guess, ended up in Italy and divide your time now as well in the United States. And you have this organization, which I want people to know about and to have a web address so that if people would like to support the work that you're doing, they would be able to do so. So fill us in a little bit, please.
Well, Larry, first of all, I need to thank you to invite me, to give me this opportunity to talk for my people in Egypt. I am so honored to be with you, and I hope that your listener could understand my accent, because between Arabic, Italian, and English, you could imagine what kind of macaroni spaghetti here, okay?
Well, anyway, I only speak two languages, and I can get them mixed up, so we'll be patient with you if there is a problem. But so far, it sounds very good.
Thank you. Okay, let me start first with your statement saying Coptic faith. In reality, Coptic is not a faith. Coptic is the denomination of people used to live prior Islam, and we are the grandson of these people that they, the original people, inherited of Egypt. In fact, at the time of the invasion of Islam to Egypt, Egypt was known by Egyptus. It is Greek name concerning this part of the planet.
So when actually, by the time of the Arab invasion, Egypt had been Christian for some number of centuries, I presume, right?
200 years at least, because Christianity arrived in Egypt no more after 200 years of arriving of the Christianity. Egyptians, all of them became Christians. And this occurred around the 250 AC.
And that was not a conversion at the point of a gun or a bow and arrow, I presume?
No, Christianity never had the gun to convert to anybody.
But I thought we ought to make sure that point is made, because there might be some listening that thought, well, somehow that's the only way it can be done. So no, it was done the way it always has been, by missionaries, by ministers, by individual Christians presenting their faith. And Egypt, you say, became Christian rather quickly and easily then.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to go, if you could put a note in your book there, that I would like to talk about the sword and Christianity, because there is a lot of negative propaganda, especially concerning the Crusades, and there is a lot, unfortunately, of ignorance for what reason the Crusades happened and occurred, and maybe we could talk about that once I finish the story about the word Coptic, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to hear from you, so you bring up what you think is important.
Thank you. So anyway, when Arabs, Muslims arrived to Egypt, they were not able to pronounce the Greek word Egyptos. So they take they took the E out and the S out in the end, and they call it in Arabic Qibti. And Qibti at that moment was not mean Christian, but was mean people living in Egypt. So immediately after their arriving to Egypt, they give the Copts or the Christian of Egypt at the time three choices, and happening as well in 2015 in Iraq and Syria and in Nigeria. Or you became a Muslim, or you pay high taxes, as they call it in Arabic, jizya, or we will kill you.
So that's the centuries-long Arabic, or better, Muslim evangelism program. Become one of us,
Quranism,
or we'll kill you.
Not Quranism, not evangelism.
No, well, I make a bad joke, but that's never apparently been any different when you're dealing with a majority or even perhaps a strong minority Muslim population. That's the way they tend to view everybody else.
That's correct. And technically speaking, the Christian of Egypt, that I am one of them that's talking to you right now, my grand-grandfather has the possibility and the ability to pay the high taxes. So we remain Christian for this moment. And thank God that they teach us, force us to learn their language, so we are able to explain to Westerns the reality of Islam and the reality of living with this kind of mentality and this kind of behavior.
Now, has it gotten any better under the government of President al-Sisi?
Well, I mean, the al-Sisi took in his hand a really big, heavy, dramatic situation. Certainly the people, the Christians of Egypt, as well as various Muslims, secular Muslims, they are happy. But the result, the good result, will never seen in 2 months or 2 years. I believe that the damage occurred in the time of Morsi and Mubarak and Sadat create really a big, a big hill that has to be cutting down in order to make everything flat and they start again, hopefully.
Well, I was very impressed with just the courage that al-Sisi seems to have. Here's a guy, he's no longer a general, and he's standing in front of a room full of leading Muslim imams saying, your holy books are all messed up. Go get them straightened out. It's amazing he's still alive.
Well, yeah, I had various interviews concerning this subject matter here in the United States as well as in Italy. And I believe that, I mean, al-Sisi, for my point of view, it is a little bit an enigma. It is not clear vision. But I could see between the lines that he is really trying to clean a little bit the mentality. But I have news for you. I was watching a couple of days ago a program, I think it was Al-Hurriya from Washington, D.C. They were interviewing an imam, a Muslim imam, Egyptian in Sydney, and another Muslim imam from Al-Azhar in Cairo, and somebody in Saudi Arabia, and another imam in Egypt. And it's very interesting that two imams from Al-Azhar, they are fighting against books and against behavior and against doctrine, that they believe that everything is not true. And this kind of information, like Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, that books considered like.
Let's come back and pick up on that point about the professors from that university. We're talking today about the events in Egypt. My guest is Ashraf Ramla. We're going to be back shortly.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Ashraf Ramla, we're trying to get a little insight into what's going on in Egypt and perhaps even beyond that, what is it like to deal with a Muslim majority, huge majority population, when you are not a Muslim yourself. There are more than one other faith in Egypt, but I'm mainly interested right now in those who are identified as Coptic, the Christians of Egypt. Not an easy life from the little I've been able to glean from the news. The news doesn't talk much about it because the news doesn't seem interested in reporting a whole lot of things about what it's like to live in a Muslim-dominated land. But you were talking about a couple of professors from the main university, I guess it is, and give me the name of it again so I can get it pronounced.
Al-Azhar Institution. There is two things. The Al-Azhar University is a university, and the Al-Azhar Institution, it is, looks like, if you would like to make the comparison with the Vatican in Rome.
Okay. So the seat of Islam, then, would be there in Egypt, in this university and in this this Muslim Vatican.
That's correct. That's correct.
Interesting.
So these two imams, they were fighting, saying that there is books like Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, two books that they consider immediately after the Quran as doctrine. And they saying that this book is fake, is false, is not true. In fact, I was reading about Sahih Bukhari, that this person is not, first of all, is not Arab person. He is from Afghanistan, Pakistan, that area. And he said that he verified 6,500 hadiths. Verify them that he traveled and he went and he made all this in almost 7 years. And making just very simple calculation, 7 years without sleeping, without going to the bathroom, without eating, without anything, to have the 65 hadiths really written the way that he is saying, take 5 minutes each hadith. And he's saying that he went to deep study, understanding, and verify that this hadith is correct.
So, and of course, there's also the problem, I would say, Ashraf, that, okay, let's say that he has correctly transcribed, written down a particular saying of Muhammad, a particular hadith. That doesn't mean that the hadith itself is at all accurate, because some of these things weren't put to paper, as it were, until over 100 years after they were supposed to, or nearly 100 years after they were supposed to have been said. That would be like me as a young man saying, well, yes, I know from the war between the states that Colonel so-and-so said to General so-and-so, really? That's going to be accurate that long ago?
Well, but the problem, Larry, you are right 100%, but my problem is the information already is wrong, is that you saying that you verify these hadiths and you travel from point A to point B to speak with people that they give you this kind of information. And this cannot be happen, that you write all this amount of hadiths, making all these researches in 7 years.
I see what you're saying, too. It would just be physically impossible, to have compiled all that information, to have gathered it from all these individuals within 7 years. Just not enough time in a day for that to have been done.
Right.
But then some of these Muslim apologists have never been really that concerned with the facts. So they make up a story, and that's it. They're going to stick to it.
Right, but also there is one thing important, that this person he is not Arabic language, he was not born in that area.
An additional problem.
Right, from my point of view, that I was born in Egypt, there is certain words, because I don't use it every day, I have to think about it, the meaning of it. And
sure.
You know better than me that the language improves itself years after years and day after day. We don't notice it because we are living in this environment. But people that, I mean, if you leave the United States and stay in a country like Italy for 5-10 years and you come back, you realize that there are certain words that start to be used and you don't know them.
That's exactly right. Language is a living thing. It changes over time. Words that didn't exist are in use later on. And other words have just changed their meaning, and you have to be sure you know which meaning is intended. So all of these are problems with the supposed text of the sayings of Muhammad, and they don't really have a good answer for all these issues that are yet to be dealt with effectively.
That's correct.
Well, that's a shame because you've got a lot of people thinking that they're dealing with a prophet who got his words right from God, and yet the words themselves are not at all certain to be his, let alone whether he got them from God's another matter. But just there's so much uncertainty, and there's so many reasons to think that no, it looks like maybe some guy sat down over a hookah one night and put it all down.
Well, there is one thing very important, Larry, that I hope that could be useful to your listener. In Islam, there is something known by abrogation.
Mm-hmm.
And abrogation means that the verses of the written, the writing arrived second, abrogate the writing was before.
Right. The most recent is the one that's viewed as binding and everything else in conflict, gone, erased.
Right. But they don't erase it. They keep it there, but it is abrogated. For example, they have verses saying that you have your religion and I have my religion. And the verse came after saying, if you find that non-believer in Islam, you kill him. So technically speaking, the second verse abrogates the first verse and they kill you. But the important point that I would like to tell you here is this. Muslims believe that the Quran was written prior to the creation of the world, of the universe.
Bless their heart.
That they believe that. And it is written, as they call it in Arabic, al-zikr al-mahfuz. It is placed that God, Allah, keep this writing there. My questions when I talk with my Muslim friend, I say, listen, if really Allah wrote all these things thousands and thousands of years ago, why he has to create this abrogation issue? Because he had all
Excellent.
The time.
Hold that thought. Let's come back to this abrogation issue on the other side of the break, talking with Ashraf Ramala about Islam. He should know.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Ashraf Ramala. He born in Egypt, now lives in Italy and the United States. With his views, you can understand why he might be a little nervous living in a Muslim-dominated country. And before we go any farther, Ashraf, let me. You've got an organization that deals with the defense of the cops, and I'd like to make sure folks know where they can find that on the internet to get more information.
Yes, I would be more than happy to give them the address for our website. It is www.voiceofthecops.org. Voice of the Cops is only one word. And we not only defending the Christian of Egypt, we trying to reach to our American, European friends to understand what we are dealing with, and we try to tell them that what happened in Egypt for 1400 years could happen in the United States and could happen in Italy, could happen in any place, and we need just, we are not haters, we don't hate Muslims as a person, we love everybody because our Lord teach us to love the enemies, but we need to understand who is this enemies and what they want from us. This is our goal.
It's got to be a very challenging matter to grow up, to live in a society that has as its basic assumptions that anybody that doesn't agree with us is evil, not just wrong, because I believe lots of people are wrong, but I don't then go on to think that it's my obligation to kill them. And that seems to be a big distinction between Islam and many other faiths, that Islam is a basically militant religion, very hostile to really any discussion. My impression is that if you raise a point such as you were raising right before we went into the break, which I hadn't actually considered before, I thought it was excellent. The idea that the later revealed, supposedly revealed, sayings of Muhammad, if they're in conflict with something he supposedly said earlier, abrogates, does away with the effect of that earlier command. Well, then if Allah had the Quran all written out ahead of time before the creation of the world, why are there changes that need to be made? Woof. Are you allowed to ask that question in Egypt?
Nope.
I didn't think so. I thought I'd ask just to be sure.
Well, let me tell you one very interesting experience occurred to me. There is a Muslim woman converted to Christianity from a very high rank family, politically, military, all these beautiful things. And she was able to escape to Holland. And for some reason, she believed that she had some problem in Holland. She contacted me if I could help her out. And it was the first time that I was talking with her. And I asked her a very simple question. I said, listen, your family is high educated people. Your husband was under secretary for whatever minister, and your son is there, and your uncle is here, all these people in the government. And people studied and have PhD. Would you please explain to me how can they cannot discuss anything in the Quran? She said, Ashraf, once you start to open your mouth asking questions, the only thing that you say, are you criticizing God? And they shut you down. Thank God I was born in a Christian family. And I have my relation with my God is son to father relation. I am allowed to tell him I am upset with you. I need that. I want this. And maybe my need is wrong, but I am talking with him as a son, not as a slave.
That's a very, very different culture that's produced by what you just described versus the no questions are allowed culture of Islam. No wonder dictatorships are the rule of for government in Islamic countries.
That's correct. They cannot rule with democracy because they don't understand what that means, democracy, because I could have a conversation with you and you don't agree with my point of view, but you respect my point of view. And the same thing I do with you. I don't agree with you, but I respect your point of view. And this is the thing that I learned more and more when I went to Italy. And thank you to the Italian people that they are crazy with the democracy situation. That I believe Italy, it is one of the, not because I'm Italian citizen and I respect everybody, but I believe that the sense of democracy, the sense that you stand up, you say what you have to say, it is more real in Italy than another place.
Certainly to be contrasted with even a place that we think of as somewhat less extreme in its Islam as Egypt. At least we think of that now because of the current government. And this General al-Sisi seems to be quite a departure from the norm. But my suspicion is that somewhere in the Upper Nile, out in the boondocks, things haven't really changed very much.
No, and it's very hard to change because the sad thing is that anything is happening in this part of the planet has to be with the will of Allah. And a lot of time Allah is very lazy and he doesn't want to do anything.
Well, technically, I guess, if I understand anything about Islam, Allah is totally separated from the world. He has no contact with the world. I don't know how he managed to get his word to Muhammad with that contact. Maybe that's another disconnect that you asked questions about as well. But in any case, it's not at all the kind of relationship that the Christian has with his father, God. This Allah is just totally other.
I was reading a few years ago that this gentleman, he was beating his daughter because when she was praying, she was looking up to the ceiling of her room, and he said, "You cannot look up to Allah." I mean, it is really completely different way to use and feel and live the religion.
I'd be surprised if there were something, maybe there is, but I'd be surprised if there were something dealing with that very situation in the Quran. This is just something that the guy felt ought to be true.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Larry, the problem is this. I know that living in the United States, there is a multicultural, multi-religion, and multi other things is different than countries like in Europe, Italy, France, or England. But in the meantime, we need to understand what is the difference between a religion and using the religion for political reason. And what I am seeing that a lot of people cannot understand it, that 90% of whatever written in the Quran or whatever Muslims are following, it is to conquer the world. And I could understand concording the world, I mean, occupying the world with the good words like Christianity, that when the people went there and they were killed because they believe in their belief. But in the meantime, we are in the 21st century. We cannot put the religion as our goal and our aim. There is a lot of things, because the religion, it is a personal thing in the end. It is my personal life and my personal connection with whatever I believe. And a lot of time when I have the opportunity to speak, I said, I don't personally, if somebody standing next to the tree and believes that this tree is his God, I respect this person. I don't agree with him, but
all right, well, let's leave it right there for a second, standing by the tree. We're talking with Ashraf Ramala, voice of the cops.org, and COPS, of course, is COPTS. Be right back.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dr. Ramadan. He is a member of the Copt denomination of Christianity, born in Egypt, living between Italy and the United States. I guess Italy, as much as anything, because at one time in the last century, Egypt and other Mediterranean countries were under the influence of Italy, and so the schools might have taught Italian as a second language.
Well, the Emperor of Rome, but I mean, no, I could say in Egypt, in Italy, they have a lot of Egyptian ancient statues and ancient obelisk in every place. In Egypt, I mean, thanks to Muslims, we cannot keep anything. Look what happened in Iraq. They damaged all this ancient Assyrian histories and Assyrian artifacts, as well as what happened in Afghanistan a couple of years ago when they destroyed the statues of Buddha.
Yep. Some of these things have been built into mountainsides and they just got blown up.
That's correct. And during the time of Morsi, there was rumors in Egypt that they wanted to knock down the Sphinx and the pyramids of Egypt.
So if they wanted to totally impoverish the country, a country which essentially, if correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've read, it has no other major source of revenue than tourism. And you get rid of the Sphinx, why does anybody want to go to Egypt?
Well, not only that. I mean, you're destroying history. Egypt was the lighthouse for history for centuries and thousands of years. And I mean, when I used to go to Egypt, I used to look around and I say, I feel very bad that there is no foreigner country that could take control of our ancient sites and keep it nice and clean and in order for the benefit of all the humanity.
Let me shift gears just a little bit for at least a minute. The whole issue of an armed citizenry, my impression is that there's no such thing in Egypt. My assumption would be that an armed citizenry would not be that compatible with Islam. What would you say to that?
Well, I agree with you, and overall, my understanding that the safety system in the United States is completely different than, for example, than Italy and Egypt. In Italy, to have a permit for a gun, you have to have certain reason. You are not going there and buying a gun, and you cannot have a gun in your house without a permit. But also, when you call the police come to defend you. My understanding that here the police come to see what happened, and after that they report it. So you have to defend yourself, despite the point that you have it in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going against the Constitution now here?
There's obviously no such, and you're right, not only in Egypt is there not something like that, but in Italy as well, maybe for different reasons. I'm not sure that religion has as much to do with the Italian lack of gun ownership as it would in Egypt, but comes out the same at the end of the day.
Right. And also we don't have it in the Constitution like here in the United States. So this is another point.
In fact, constitutions don't really have the same meaning in most other countries as they do here. The Constitution here, now I realize our president wouldn't agree with what I'm about to say, but the Constitution for most Americans is the fundamental law, and you only change it with a lot of difficulty through mechanisms that are built into the Constitution but are not easy to do. Now, I understand that we've come to a time in our history when courts often act as if they were a sitting constitutional convention. But that's not proper. That's not what's in the Constitution. And at least we can point to the Constitution to try to check what courts are doing or what runaway presidents are doing. And to my knowledge, that's just not available to freedom lovers in Egypt or, for that matter, in Italy.
That's correct. And Larry, let me tell you one thing from my point of view, because I think could be interesting. In the United States, people believe blindly in democracy. And if you talk about anyone concerning the actual administration, the people in the United States will reply to you saying, well, we have to keep another 2 years, another 4 years, whatever. Let me tell you a clip that I saw it in Egypt concerning Morsi when Morsi was removed. There was Muslim Brotherhood sitting in this TV show, and another gentleman that he was against Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood gentleman said, Morsi was elected democracy and he had to be in our as a president for his old term. The other gentleman told him, listen, sir, if you go to the supermarket and you buy a bottle or you buy a can of anything and it's written this can is good for 4 years and you open it after 2 years and the can is bad, what are you going to do? You take it and you throw it in the garbage.
You're certainly going to go back to the store for another one. You, I want to change cans.
That's correct.
And happily, you had a military that was able to change cans.
Yeah, we were lucky. Egyptians were lucky, yes.
And is it correct that many of the Egyptian officer corps were educated to one extent or another in the United States?
Well, Al-Sisi was in Philadelphia.
So, and not just for a one-week tour?
Yeah, for his degrees, like PhD or something like that, yes.
So he actually knows Americans, presumably was in American homes, and saw something that a lot of people wouldn't see otherwise.
Right, and there is one thing important about also this subject matter here, if you allow me. When Mubarak, when in January 25th the people stood up against Mubarak, United States administration stood up and asked Mubarak to step down because 12 million Egyptians don't want him. In June 30th, there was
$33 million against Morsi.
Right. And they say the opposite. They say that Morsi has to stay because he was democratically elected. And he was elected far, far away from democracy. It was all fake election.
Mm-hmm. As sort of the Chicago way, we would say here.
Well, mafia way, Chicago way, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, well then we're on the same page. So where do we go from here? What do you think lies ahead for the people of Egypt?
Well, first of all, the soft target there is the Christian Copts, and they will still suffering. We have various, I mean, just in the period of removing Morsi, about 87 churches was destroyed. And as Voice of the Copts, we're trying to put up project together in Egypt, at least to restore a couple of these churches. And in the meantime, I am working with the European community to create like a shelter for Coptus escaped from Egypt to Italy, just
refugees,
to teach them the language and teach them some handiwork that they could start to be part of the society. In Egypt itself, I believe that Sisi has a lot of roads to go before that the country get back to normality, because sad thing in these 2 years from 2011 2012, the country went back, I could say, I wish to say 1,000 years, because 1,000 years ago Egypt was much better than now for sure, but went back very bad.
That's a pretty stunning situation. Let me, before we run out of time completely, make sure that everybody has your address. Voice of the Copts, COPTS.org. They can make a contribution there. They can get lots of information about not only Copts, but about the situation in Egypt. So hopefully listeners will be going there soon. And I want to thank you so much for the interview, Ashraf Ramallah. We wish you Godspeed.
Thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.